And I thought about the dream that God gave me the other day with that me standing in the water, you know, up to my neck and holding onto the cable and the black dog coming out there and jumping up and down on the cable until I finally walked up and put the cable down and where the black dog couldn't find it. And then the next thing I'm standing up on the levee and the water's gone and it's just all of a sudden there's a levee there and there's a truck pulls up and there's a gray horse sitting there and then there's a woman over here and there's and a window and she's fixing to put in a window and I think it was Cheryl, I don't know for sure, standing right here beside me. It's the only other woman I could imagine, although I couldn't really. She said, "What do you come to do?" And she said, "I come to put in this window. It won't take but a few minutes." And then when we were up somewhere, one of the prophets told me that window is a sign that God is fixing to open the windows of heaven and pour out wonderful blessings upon your ministry. In other words, your anointing is going to increase. The miracles and the healings He's doing is going to increase. And I thought, wow, praise the King. And of course, then when we went to Florida last week, we saw so many people wonderfully healed. And of course, when Cheryl talked to that one woman who had breast cancer and had already had the surgery, and Cheryl asked her, said, "Well, can you raise your arm?" And she said, "Well, only about this high." Cheryl said, "Huh? Oh, yeah. Okay, that's right. Yeah. She was, yeah. Yeah. So she said, "My husband can pray for you and Jesus will heal that. Or you can use your arm." And so she said, "Well, you pray for me." I said, "Sure." I recently laid my hand on her and asked the Father in Jesus' name to heal her. I said, "Thank you, Lord. It's done." And I said, you're healed." So she started to walk off. And Cheryl said, "No, do something." What did she say? "What do you mean?" She said, "Raise your arm." She looked kind of strange. And Cheryl said, "Raise your arm." So she starts to go up easy because this is as high as she could get it before. So, and it was painful then. So she starts up and arm, all of a sudden arm just went straight up just like that. And she just burst into tears and crying. And her mother standing beside her burst into tears. And there was all kinds of screaming and hollering down there in the front of the church. Hardly nobody back in the back even knew what was going on. But Jesus was down there working His miracles. And in amazing, the King can be right there in the midst of us and we don't even know it. But He was there in the midst of us. And boy, we got to see Him do many wonderful things.
I shared that with Ida, and she said that when her problem, she couldn't raise her arm, that they had told her that the nerve endings, it would be numb and everything. And she said after you prayed, you know, she could raise her arm. She's never had any problems or no problems with nerve endings.
Stand up, girl. Stand up here. This little gal right here is another one of those just exactly like that, that went and had the surgery and her arm was hurting her and painful and everything. And see, we prayed for her that she'd get healed, but unfortunately she didn't believe Jesus. She went ahead and got the surgery anyway. I hate to say that. But it's hard to believe Him, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. You know, it really is. But especially the main thing is not to go around telling people, "The doctor said I have this," because you're going to have some people that are not going to believe, and you trying to believe, and they don't believe, and right. You just leave them out.
And after she had the surgery and her arm was hurting her and all the pain, she came here and I asked the Lord to forgive her, you know, for going and not trusting Him. And when we ask Him to forgive and forgive our sins, does He forgive?
He forgives.
And I prayed the prayer of faith for her, and her arm was healed, and now you can do anything you want to, right? Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, is it wonderful to know a God that answered prayer, Lisa? It's wonderful to know, and He's no respecter of persons. He'll answer them for you. I mean, I tell Lisa's story right now. Lisa was from Baltimore. She left, she had, I think you said, how many years did you work to get your schedule full up there?
I worked 11 years to get
11 years to get 11 house cleaning jobs so you fill your schedule up, and you left up there to come down here to learn more about this ministry after we come up there, and in 2 months your schedule is full to running over.
2 months Sunday, yep. I was just saying, maybe I should take the signs off my Jeep
because I'm dead. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, goodness gracious. Is God good or is He good? But see, that's why He's doing it, because you do have the signs on your Jeep. I clean houses for Jesus.
Right.
You know, and that's that last woman, that's why she come got you, right?
Right.
Last two, huh? Yes. Yeah, she's all that sign on your Jeep. I clean houses for Jesus. I think every time she comes out to Minister Center, I look at her Jeep there. I clean houses for Jesus. And when I go in there, man, she's working. She's cleaning. She's doing, and she does it good.
Amen.
She's realized she is working for the King. She ain't working for herself. She's working for the King. But dreams come true. There is life and joy. Dreams, you had a dream, didn't you?
I had a dream.
You had a dream. And
three
you came.
3 years I begged the king, please send me to Texas, please.
And you finally came.
Waited.
You waited.
You know, right now I can wait. I'll wait as long as it takes.
Yeah. But he sent you down here.
Yeah.
And now then you're learning the word. Your life is being changed and your work schedule is full. And God is blessing your socks off.
That's right. I just told her that on the way here. I think God good. He gave me my heart's desire.
Amen. Oh, sure.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. That's what changes everything when you're obedient to God. When you do what He says, obedience is what makes it work, isn't it, Keith?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what makes it work. But when dreams come true, there is life and joy. Does the King plan for us to have a great life with lots of joy?
Amen.
Yes, He does. But to make that happen, you got to be an obedient child, just like you said, Lisa. Praise the Lord. Let's hit the next couple of them. 13 and 14. People who despise advice will find themselves in trouble. Don't try to tell me that God does miracles anymore. I go to church. He doesn't do those things no more. Don't talk to me. They despise advice. I mean, one day I remember I was out there on the back of my pasture building fence to keep a bull in. And my neighbor walked up. He's at least 5 or 6, 7 years older than me. But this has been 10, 15 years ago, at least. I was building fence, and he walked up there, and he said, Thurman, how you doing? I said, well, praise God, I'm doing great. I said, isn't life wonderful? He said, well, yeah, I guess so. I said, no. I said, Jesus is just wonderful. Amen. Okay. He said, I go to church. He said, I'm a member of the Church of Christ here in Justin. He said, I go to church, but I said, but Jesus is wonderful. He said, well, what do you mean He's so wonderful? I said, well, He saved your soul, didn't He? Well, yeah. I said, and He healed your body, didn't He? What do you mean by that? I said, I mean, let me tell you what happened the other day. I told him a couple of stories, and he said, Thurman, where do you get these wild stories? He said, you know, that's not true. I said, well, what about your neighbor, Fred? He said, tell me about Fred. That was his neighbor, see? I said, well, Fred was healed of, I forgot what kind of cancer it was. I didn't know it was prostate cancer at that time. I said, Fred was healed of whatever I said. I said, he was healed of cancer, some kind. He said, see there? I knew you didn't know what you was talking about. He said, Fred had prostate cancer. He says, I heard you prayed for him over in that Baptist church, and he got healed. His wife come over to our house and told us about that. But he said, you didn't heal him. You didn't even know what was wrong with him. I said, no, I didn't heal him. Jesus healed him. He said, Thurman, don't you know that all that healing power and those miracles went away with the apostles? That don't happen no more. He said, you have lost your mind. And do you know to this day that man won't talk to me? He will not even talk to me. And he's my neighbor. All I was trying to do was tell him about Jesus. His last words were as he walked off, if what you're saying is true, my wife, which can't hear, that means she could hear it. I said, that's what I'm trying to tell you. And he said, you're crazy. And he walked right off. And as far as I know, she can't hear. She's deaf. People who despise advice will find themselves in trouble. I mean, just like, what if Dave, whenever I preached over Plano that time, and I said, you know, I guarantee anybody that's got anything wrong with you, if you'll do what I tell you from the Word of God, I guarantee you Jesus will heal you. What if he'd have said, you know, that guy's a nut. He's crazy. And he might have said that at that time, or might have thought that, I don't know. But at least I intrigued him enough to start coming over here for a little while. And after about the next 2 or 3 months coming listening to me teach the Word of God, one day he thought, you know what this guy's teaching? What the book says. So he said, I believe God will heal me. Well, he got healed.
Jesus.
Praise the King. He got healed. You know, from a lifelong incurable disease and from a man that wasn't going to be able to have no children and everything else, he's now filling his quiver full. He's got two and the third one on the way. Praise the King.
Proverbs 13:13 in the Old King James.
Okay, what does it say?
Whoso despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded.
See what that says in the King James. Whosoever despises the word shall be destroyed. Oh, that's true. Whosoever despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Yeah. That's why technically to me, that's saying the same thing. You know, the advice, if you despise advice, of course, this is, to me, that's godly advice. See, that's where we differ here. You know, if you're, of course, I'll tell you, anybody that rejects advice from anybody that's good, but we're talking to the church. We're talking about the body of Christ, and our advice should come from where? From the Word. I mean, if you give somebody advice that don't come out of the Word, you're giving them wrong advice.
Amen.
You know? So technically speaking, here, whosoever despises the Word shall be destroyed. In other words, if you don't adhere to what the Word of God says, guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to be destroyed. That's good. You know, read it in both translations, or three or four translations. But he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Now then, we can. Verse 13 and 14. People who despise advice from the word will find themselves in trouble, and those who respect it will succeed. You see, this is technically saying the same thing. But if you respect advice, especially about the word of God, you will succeed in life. Did Joshua 1:8 tell us how to be successful? And Joshua 1:8. Let's flip back over there right quick, Dave, and then we'll come back to 13:13. Joshua 1:8. We give our children all kinds of instructions about how to be successful and be prosperous. But I don't think I ever heard a man give his child, his son, these instructions. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. How much? That's a little far cry from what most of us do, isn't it?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.